The brass section of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra has for decades now been regarded as one of the greatest in the world, and one which helps to define the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. When did that level of distinction begin?
It would have been not very much longer after 1948. The reason for that date is the reason for the brass section, in my opinion, and that was the new trumpet player, Adolf Herseth.
How important were they, and why were they such important mentors to so many people in that orchestra?
Well, they were just such wonderful musicians, first of all. When you hear people talk about Bud Herseth, the first thing that probably people think of is, oh, the opening of Mahler 5. Well, I can tell you that there's a part of Mahler 5 that's not the opening that still gives the back of my neck just kind of, whoa, here it goes. Because he could play so soft with so much intensity, that's was his specialty. Not the loud, as everybody would think, you know. And he was just a wonderful supporter. He would want you to play the way you wanted the phrase to go and make it work for you. Don't imitate so-and-so. Play it the way you want to play it. And Mr. Jacobs was a wonderful teacher to have and a mentor for the same reason. He got me to play efficiently, and he probably would have a few comments even today if he were still here. So it's just, I was very fortunate to have them there with me and always being supportive.
What's it like when it's right, when the program is terrific, when the conductor is the right conductor, when the acoustics are good and the audience is enthusiastic? Tell us, what does it feel like?
It's pretty hard to put it in words, but you feel absolutely swept away. You feel as though there's no instrument in your hands anymore, there's no part on the stand, that you're immersed in something that is just absolutely inevitable, unstoppable, a real happening, I suppose you could call it.